Right. I dabbled in that for a while. There's a real high-end one that was like $300-$400, and they were really sensitive. Like if you, like a lot of guys use them for secondary tuners on their HF, their ham radio rigs. What would happen is the guys would key up at like 500 watts, and it would smoke these little miniature, I mean, really, really small transistors. So I fixed a couple of those high-end SDR receivers, SDR plays, I think. They're like $300-$400. I have one here. I don't use it. What I've been into lately, and you probably know about it, it's called the 4735 shortwave chip. They make these little teeny miniature receivers, not that much bigger than a pack of gum. They go from like, 100 kilocycles all the way up. And they're, little teeny portable radios. And then they make like desktop versions, and it uses that certain chip. So that's what I'm in. I don't, you probably know what I'm talking about, those ATS radios.